عمران ان انت صفك اتلي شيء عشان الله حاسك افيل اويس عم ارمي زي اير عشان هذا من يأخذ الله حاسك بخخمة سلايس عميز بارك الله بدارك يا ليمر بخخمة ومش يتلي كانت بخكيرس اي ايلة زولا صاخنة دا ليمر ومن تتعلم وانا الا زنن وليوخ الله اتلي اخ So in order to understand Hashem's ways, you have to study it. Amar Seichel, Nadar Rata Almash, Anachnu Boishu, Midas Mishpotoi, Yizbar, Hayashar, Vamasukum. So we have to understand the Midas HaMishpot of Hashem. וזה כי מציאוס העולם הזה בזמן הזה שהוא כל זמן עבוד עשה אדם בכל עניין וסולדו יסוף that the so מציאוס המציאוס העולם הזה בזמן הזה שהוא כל זמן עבוד עשה אדם בכל עניין ותולדו יסוד כלי רק במינס משפוט יסברך ושזהו עולם וזמן שהכין היה אדם ברוך הוא להריז בו יושר משפוט So we are discussing now the world of Mishpat. We only experience Hashem in the world of Mishpat. We don't experience a good oracle in the world of Yichud. Okay, obviously. ואין עניינו של העולם הזה מסוכן אלו בהאוסס המשפט הזה על יושרן. And the world comes to a tikkun when the mishpat is proper, כמו שקוסם, נוי דה השם מישפט עושה, וכסב ויגבה השם צוקס במשפט. The key of the world is through mishpat, and the gilui of Hashem is through mishpat. Vayinu she'ina toib lo'oyim klal ma shekad roch minyach l'shon le'es ho'ilam u'lahar m'kaylam.
So what is the key of it?
It's because the mishpat is the balance of allowing people to make their decisions, but then the consequences BLP their decisions. So it's not a predetermined consequence, not that the world this will happen, but without Mishpat and only Bechira, so then everyone does what. So the Mishpat is what balances the way that Hashem uses to within the world of Bechira to bring out that he controls the world.
So it's not like okay, then
no, I
think, are you?
No. It's only in this world he's talking.
Like this world, we need the Mishpat.
Hine atzadikim medukoyim is sitting on netzach. I don't know what that means. V'ada in the toiv lo'el melorah. So what is the toiv? It's the toiv that we see that Rishoyim can flourish. Avol toiv v'ader avashkosh rov yas the Mishpat. The toiv is going to come out through the Mishpat to the Rishoyim. M'sheyachnias the Rishoyim v'yashbu lageim. He's going to put down the people that were doing the wrong things. V'yoroyim atzadikim. The Yarm Kvoidam. The Chayim Noimar, Simcha Mitzadik, Asayis Mishpat, Ubeibuid Rishoyim Rina. Okay? Now, what's the problem with that? Is that we don't see the Ibud Rishoyim a lot of times. Ibud Rishoyim Rina is when there's Ibud Rishoyim. But till Ibud Rishoyim is a long time. So, Luninza, Shehazman Shekhar Shvoch, Meniach Rishoyim, Hachevel Aruch. At the time that Hashem leaves the Rishayim, the long leash, you keep on running and running, and they're not being pulled back. Shehim goyvern ba'olam u'mashchisim es ha'yosher, and they're destroying the yosher of the world. Ein nikozel l'gabav el kavyochol sheina. So this is when it says Hashem yoshein, Hashem sleeping. Now, what is it? You ever wondered that? Hashem lo yonum v'lo yishan, it says in Chanami. But there's also a medrash that says Haman said Yashin Hu, Yeshnoi Am Echad. So the medrash says Yashin Hu Sheim Kriyim Echad. So that Hashem is sleeping. What's sleep? By Hakadosh Baruch Hu mean? Sleep means Ubashashi Yikatz Min Hashem Azoyis Ne'amar Bo VaYikatz Ki Yashin Hashem VaYak Tzar Av Ochor. Now why? וזה, כי בשלום האם באמס, היה רוצה הקדוש ברוך הוא להנהג עולם רק בחסד, ובטוב, שלא יהיה בעולם רע, כי אם טוב, זה היה נקרא תיקון לעולם, אבל היה צורך שלא יהיה מציאות לעבוד נסקלל. It would be better if the whole world could be טוב, but if for the whole world to be טוב, it would have to be that there's no mission, that there's no avarice. But then there could be nothing taking away from the Toiv. So there could be no Averis in the world. The Tech could be like that eventually. Going to make you that eventually the nature of the world will be such that everyone does the Ratzon Hashem. Aber shi ya kodesh baruch hu mamten lo yishoyim, shi tismal lisa osam, shi beikach lo beikach, lo ya oylam ela toyu bavoyu, vishu sof sefer hashem yei avdu, vada ein zeh chesed, ela din kosher. But in my sense, the way the world set up, there are yishoyim, and the yishoyim have to get their mishpat. So that's din. Ki ad rabam, bar zachar nu mamar akosav, the oyavoy, shoich roi mosar, it said, "Rak eschem yadati mekol mishpachos ha'adama." Akein efkar aleichem es kol avonei seichem. Kol shalom rosh hakadosh baruch hu nifu miso mat mat shelo yir ba'aleim hara shiktok hu yir is nismatim el adar roitze hu b'tikunom. Okay, so this is the process of din. The kadosh baruch hu slowly has kol yisrael payback. Nimtza, shbi yotza kadosh baruch hu chavetz ba'olamoi, so there's a constant mishpat going on. So he's cleaning up the ra slowly. And eventually the bracha will come out. Okay? If there's no schos, and then a kadosh baruch hu omer stir upon it, it's going to blind with hesker upon it. So hesker upon him, he's calling like a shena. Now a shena is when a kadosh baruch hu is not being noyig, the hanhaga that he wants. So when you're sleeping, you're still there, you're still around. But when a child has a parent sleeping, they don't feel neglected. They feel safe for my son, the parent's there. But they're not going to implement for them what they normally would do when they're awake. So there's a certain knowing, well, the parent's there, but there's, so because Baruch Hashem is, Hashem is in the world. Hashem is watching the world, but he's not active on Haga in the way he wants. Because the active on Haga would be pure chesed. So the inactive on Haga is mishpat, is allowing the Rishoyim to flourish, and the mishpat comes and tames it. Each day is worse than the other. Everything's hard. Okay? Now, in BMS, Kavanas HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yirak Liyaser HaRishoyim Kvar Al Ya'ilum Nechrav Ba'avuram. If Hashem wanted to just punish the Rishoyim, right? In other words, let's analyze the purpose of Mishpat according to this. The purpose of Mishpat is not to punish people who are doing the wrong thing. Because that's not the midah mishpat. It's not punitive. The purpose of mishpat is to make sure that the world is entering its tikkun, and that the rishoyim and the decisions made by people doing the wrong thing doesn't derail the ultimate process. So the mishpat is part of the bringing out the R. So mishpat is a schar v'onesh, and there's a balance to making sure that the world doesn't get derailed. And therefore, it's assisting in bringing out the tikkun of every single neshama, every single item in the world. That's the purpose of mishpat. So, and that's really where, by the way, the world of mishpat and yichud come together. Because the purpose of yichud is Hashem, there's an ultimate world. And there's a purpose of mishpat that each little thing is getting us closer to that slowly. back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, but ultimately getting there. So im kabanas HaKadosh Baruch Hu yirak liyaser harishoyim kvar hayom nechrav. If Hashem just wanted to destroy the Shem, he could have done that. Ach kiyo she'in kabanas ha'el ala hatem. Hashem wants to be hatem. Ve'in mu'isar v'tuchakto el ma'ahava. And then all the mishpat he does is ma'ahava. Kosh v'ayinu ha'kein ratzal l'choynin kiyo metzius lo'ilom. Apiyo b'zant she'in tzvos. I wanted to create a tikkun in the world, a schus for the world when there's no schus. Which means what? So sometimes Hashem has to use the midah of chesed. So he's saying, even in this world of mishpat. The way he explains on the bottom. Even in this world of Mishpat, Mishpat means Scharvayish. The world is Kifi Yirnayim. But like we said many times, the world of Mishpat is overall being guided by the world of Yichud, the Tachlis. So Hashem has to use the Midah of Chesed sometimes to make sure that it's heading over there. So he said during times when the Schosim are very minimal, Hashem has to then put in a little bit of a chesed to continue the world back. That's when Hashem wakes up. That's called, he's not yashin. Yashin means it's working with the system. It's mishpat, whatever. But it's working itself out in a way that Hashem's not actively doing the anhaga that he would want. He doesn't want to do chesed. He wants to do chesed, not mishpat. All of a sudden, if there's nothing going on, and there's no chus in the world, Hashem will wake up and provide chesed. Because chesed is the active hand of Hashem in the world. And midah mishpat is more when Hashem is not active. So to speak. It's a description. So it's not less active or more active, but it's a description. We would look at it like there's Shana going on. It's when Hashem is letting it, the hanhaga is the hanhaga of mishpat, which is kifi the maisim. The hanhaga of chesed is not kifi the ma'isim. That's when Hashem is actively getting involved, so to speak. So that's waking up. So now we always use the term Hester and Giloy. He's now using a different term of Shena versus awake. It's not so different.
Because it can be Giloy also through Mishpat.
Yeah, there is Giloy through Mishpat when it's severe Mishpat. Then we said, B'kroi v'ayakadosh, you know, says, yeah, let's stop here. This is good stuff. It's interesting. It's a little, still deep. But, huh?
Castle?
Castle?